At the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan, we have trucks. Not only do we have trucks at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan, but we have lots of trucks at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan. Lloyd Mr.'s best selection of trucks. Trucks to test drive today. Trucks in all different styles. Trucks with Canada's best truck warranty at 5 years, 160,000 kilometers. And trucks with savings of up to $6,000. The New Lloyd Mr. Nissan has trucks. The New Lloyd Mr. Nissan. We won't sell you a truck. We'll help you buy one. Because the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan has trucks.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the New Lloydminster Nissan.
Hey, welcome to the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan on this Saturday morning when the NHL playoffs start. And for that reason, Sean Newman and Greg Bucky Buchanan are here to give us their playoff predictions this morning. Feed the Farmer is back. We want to congratulate Eloise Kolinch. She was the first winner for Feed the Farmer. We were out there on Thursday, dropped off a meal for that family there, and then we're heading out again this coming Thursday. So keep those nominations coming in. Nominate a farming family, and they could win a delicious roast beef lunch delivered right to the field, courtesy of Agland, BASF, Richardson's Pioneer, the Tent Guys, Sobeys, Diamond 7 Meats, and the New Lloydminster Nissan. There are three more meals to come. And don't forget, just for nominating a farmer, they're automatically entered in to win a quarter of beef, and there are two of those to give away in mid-June. Chase the Ace raffle on Wednesday night at the Lloydminster Exhibition. Well, no ace came out. In fact, I did the draw, and I can't even remember what card came out. I just remember it was like a club or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bucky, you were there. Yeah, it was King of Clubs or something
clubs,
like that.
Clubs, yeah.
So that means there's $316,891 to start off with for this coming Wednesday, and just 14, yes, 14 cards remaining in the deck. Your $10 ticket can be picked up in person at the Lloyd X Monday and Tuesday till 4, and then Wednesday till 6. E-transfer or do website purchases. If you're going to e-transfer, make sure you include your name and your phone number there. It makes it easier on that staff, and they're dealing with a whole lot of tickets coming in, as you can imagine. And probably more this week, since it's likely going to be around $400,000. So e-transfer, chase the ace at LloydEXH.com. And you can go to the Lloyd X website. That's www.LloydEXH.com to use your credit card. And the Lloyd X also selling tickets on a Brett Heffer raffle. You got some of those on you, Bucky?
Actually,
got some
I do.
Raffle tickets on you?
Just contact me if you want tickets.
Only 2,500 tickets printed, and the grand prize, 50 Brett Heffers or $100,000. Tickets, $100 each. Second prize, a Yoder smoker and a quarter side of beef, courtesy Diamond 7 Meats. That Yoder smoker alone would be a great prize. Border City Farmers Market goes today at the Service Sports Center. That runs from 11 to 4. If you're looking to get out and do something different today, they'll be set up there on the Mike's Oilfield Fieldhouse. Got another raffle to tell you about. This one from the Lloydminster Legion. They're selling tickets on a she shed, and tickets are just $10 on that she shed. And again, only 2,500 tickets sold. Shed valued at $10,000 and will be drawn for on Canada Day. Lloydminster Kinsmen also putting on a raffle. They have tickets for their summer 2021 raffle for sale for $10 each. Four great prizes and an early bird prize, which is a steel fire pit from Foremost, a beer for a year prize, and they also, that's from Fourth Meridian, by the way, and the grand prize draw for a Pit Boss 1150 pellet grill from Home Hardware. There's also a meat prize in there. 1,500 tickets sold in total, but yeah, a lot of guys will be hoping for that beer for a year from Fourth Meridian. Sean Newman joining us. Sean, you were out at Fourth Meridian, of course, the Bike for Breakfast YLL on Thursday night. How'd you guys do?
You know, I still don't actually know the total, but it was a healthy number. I don't know. There was lots of people through and lots of smiles and, you know, a few beverages and kids playing and music going, and it was a good night.
Randy Noble got up and sang?
Randy Noble, the women stole the show that night.
Did they?
There was three ladies, and I'm forgetting their name. There was a 19-year-old, a Gallagher, who just blew me away. She was awesome. Then Randy sang. She blew us all away. And then there was another lady at like 9:30 at night, stood up and let her rip, and I was like, well. Wow. And who knew? I mean, in the Border City, we all know there's talent, but geez, you got to see it firsthand. It was a nice night.
Need more of that kind of stuff. Lloyd Mr. Lions are hosting a medieval drive-through feast on May 29th at the Lloyd Mr. Legacy Center. They're also doing a toonie draw and a kids coloring contest. Tickets are $20 each, and they're available by emailing lloydmrlions@gmail.com. They're coming in to talk to us next week about the medieval roast beef, and we'll also try and find out more about that toilet that is going around. It has flowers in it, things like that. And Integra Engineering is holding a virtual pancake breakfast this year in support of the MS Society. This year, they're hosting it virtually. You can check out Integra Engineering on Facebook to see what they're doing. And you can upload your pictures. And if you donate $20, you will be entered in to win some fantastic local prizes as well. You can e-transfer your $20 to TOK PEC, T-O-K P-E-C-K at IntegraENG.ca. All right, we'll take a break and come back and talk NHL playoff hockey here in just a moment with Greg, Bucky Buchanan, and Sean Newman from the Sean Newman Podcast.
How are you doing? We usually answer that with a reference to our physical and emotional well-being, but did you know that it can also be directly tied to how we feel about our finances? So how are you doing? Are you worried about paying back your student loans? Can you save enough for those expenses you did not see coming? You can check out your financial wellness score to see if you're on the right track to reach your goals. And if you need support, we're here to help. See how you're doing at synergycu.ca/wellness.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with a Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
I love secret sauce. Put it in your car at Co-op, baby.
PWM Steel in Lloydminster is the key supplier and largest indoor inventory of steel between Edmonton and Saskatoon. Locally owned, PWM Steel offers a wide range of services from steel cutting and bending to custom sign and powder coating. PWM Steel uses aluminum products as well as new and recycled steel. Key supplier of steel products and services since 1982. Visit their website at pwmsteel.com.
Local people, local events, local advertising. To advertise on Live with Kurt Price, call 780-522-9433 or visit forgesmedia.com.
Well, once again, welcome back inside the new Lloyd Mr. Nissan, and thanks for joining us here this morning as we talk playoff hockey. There's no better time of year. It's a little later than normal, of course, and there is still regular season games happening, but the NHL playoffs officially get underway today with Boston at Washington. How shocked are you guys that they're going to make Calgary and Vancouver finish the season?
Well, who the heck's going to watch that? Okay, they play Monday, Wednesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think the Tuesday, Wednesday games are like 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be like watching noontime hockey.
Well, they play, you know, they play Thursday
night. Darryl Hanley in that, you know, it's going to look boring.
They played Thursday night, and I don't think anybody watched.
No. Like, well, I don't think anybody's in the building, boys. I don't think they're going to know any difference.
We were joking
they should play all three games in one day. Just to get all the squads
triple
through.
Triple header.
That might be more entertaining.
three on three. There you go.
Yeah.
Play 3-on-3 just to go.
But surprised, I don't know, probably TV deals and a bunch of other things, betting-wise, blah, blah, blah. They got to fulfill obligations,
yeah,
right?
So. Well, does the draft have implications, or can Vancouver pass Calgary? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not after Calgary beat them on
it's
Thursday.
Just a bunch, like, they got to play out the games. It sucks because of the way it went, but, I mean, NHL was probably preparing for this at some point, right? Having the, you know, everything we're going through right now.
And how many guys are going to go out there and you know, go down and block a shot or do anything like that. Wow. That may get, actually, I'm like 2 days away from getting home. I'm not getting hurt, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be glorified pond hockey.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Who could blame them, too, I suppose. Okay, the other big thing we don't know yet is how the Canadian team who comes out of the North is going to cross over and play in the United States. We don't know how they're going down there, and if they go down there, if they're ever going to get to come back.
Yeah. They're going to stay down there.
They're probably just going to go down there and stay down there. There won't be any back and forth. There won't be any home ice advantage. Yep. The only weird thing about that is that, do you think having fans in the stands, even if it is a limited amount of fans in the stands, is still an advantage that can still pump up that home team?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're a Canadian team and you cross the border, you don't have any fans. But if you're playing, let's say Toronto is going to play Carolina or Edmonton's going to play Carolina or whatever, you know, you're playing in front of their fans for all four, maybe even seven games.
So you're going to play for even your road games will be, you know, potentially in the arena that you're playing against, the team you're playing against, which makes no sense, but welcome to COVID.
It's a slight, you know, advantage to the States teams. But, yeah. I mean, they've been playing with no fans now for so long. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, but wouldn't it be, like, I think it would be strange to all of a sudden be playing in front of fans.
100%.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden.
You'll forget what it's like.
What's the old Clark MacArthur story about even playing in front of a few fans?
He was in Florida. I think they were in Florida. I think there was a little fan not that far away from their bench, and the girl wanted a Florida Panthers jersey and kept on bugging the dad. I wanted Florida Panthers, and then she was crying by the second period. Chris Neal finally yelled over the dad, "Buy her a goddamn jersey already." The whole bench just erupts. Guys on the ice heard it too. That's how quiet that rink is.
Like, is that why Florida is doing so good this year? Because nothing's really changed for them. They're playing still in front of the same amount of fans.
This has been 10 years.
Pre-COVID, during COVID, same crowd.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with those, like, games 2 and 3, 3 and 4. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we can't let fans in this time because it's
always advantage. Do they go off-site or do they play every single game just in Carolina?
Just in Carolina or wherever. That's going to be interesting.
That is an interesting point.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the matchups here in the first round. First off, though, let's do this first. Do you think a Canadian team could win the Stanley Cup this
year?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I do
too. I'll tell you why I think they can. I think everybody knows the North is, like, sure, it's a difficult division. I'm not saying it's easy. But for once, it's kind of the easiest road to the finals, isn't it?
So you're going to say Toronto's going to win the Cup?
Well, I'm thinking the Oilers can do it, but hey.
I think they're still...
Oh, hey, come on. They got the best player in the bloody game. The second best player in the bloody game.
And I'll bring this up. In the playoffs, are they going to be putting the whistle away? And they're going to give Connor the... And we saw when they did shut him down, Winnipeg didn't shut him down, but too often, but Toronto did.
Montreal had some luck at the beginning of the season.
They took away the middle from Connor.
Listen, if Connor McDavid doesn't do Connor McDavid things, Oilers go nowhere. We all know that. But if Connor McDavid does Connor McDavid things, we're in the finals. Simple as that.
Is Connor McDavid playoff Connor McDavid?
That's right.
Even better than regular season Connor McDavid?
I mean, you're going to say he's going to put up another level?
Yeah. Oh, it's the playoffs.
Wow.
I'm not saying he's going to put up six points, but if he keeps doing what he's been doing for the last month and a half, watch out, world, because he's...
There was a game they played against Montreal. It was the in Edmonton, and they came back and won in the third period. And you saw a Connor McDavid that was completely different in the third period than he was in the first two periods. Like, it's all of a sudden, it looks like he just turns something on and he just goes. And I think that Connor McDavid in the playoffs is going to be, grab onto my shirt, boys, because we're going. And if you're not skating with me, I'll pull you. And I think there's like a level of 100%. And I think Connor McDavid's going to be playing at 150% when it comes to the playoffs, because he looks like a guy that really wants to win this year.
And they get sheltered. You know, we were talking about Vegas, and you're saying they got to play Minnesota, and Minnesota's going to take a piece. And if Vegas gets through that, they got to play Colorado. Well, that's a tough road. The Oilers get Winnipeg. I think they're going to steamroll. I'm sorry, Winnipeg fans. And then they get Toronto. And I think they can beat Toronto. And then all of a sudden, you're in a best of seven against a team that's had to slug it out against, whether it's Vegas or whether it's Colorado. That's where they're going to go. All of a sudden, you're a few wins away from being in the finals. And you just never know.
Doesn't Toronto's bottom six scare you against Edmonton?
Well, let's deal with Edmonton, Winnipeg first. He's picking Edmonton.
I'm picking Edmonton.
Yeah, Oilers in probably five. I think maybe the Jets, Hellebuck will maybe steal one, but he's going to have to stand on his head to even make a series of it.
The problem for Winnipeg is their goaltending has not looked good in the last 10 games here.
Yeah.
Like, if anything's gone south, of course, Nikolai Ehlers being out of the lineup doesn't help.
That hurts, yeah.
But their goaltending has not been very good. He has not, Connor Hellebuck has not been Connor Hellebuck like in the last few games here. So, I don't know. I think it's four straight for Edmonton.
Really?
I think they wrap this up really, especially with no Nikolai Ehlers. Like,
I heard that he might miss the first two. He might be there for three and four.
I hope the Oilers walk in and come with business, because we saw what happened last year when they came in and treated it kind of like the regular season.
Yeah.
And Chicago did what they did, and they're playoff veterans. I hope that being in, they understand what they're getting into, and I hope it's in seven. I could care less if it's four or seven. They need to get through a round. And they have the talent. Everybody seems to be healthy. And it's just like, let's roll through a series and get to round two and play probably Toronto Maple Leafs. And I know we will get to that next.
Think about being steamrolled. Winnipeg was steamrolled by Calgary last year in the playoffs. They could get steamrolled by Edmonton this year in the playoffs. It's tough to be a Winnipeg fan if that happens.
Well, they blew it. Maurice is gone then. And there's already pressure on Maurice now. I think that he's gone. I think they make some wholesale changes there.
All right, so Montreal and Toronto. Here we go, boys. If I was picking with my heart, I'd be picking the Montreal Canadiens, of course. But and you know what? Even if they were healthy, I would go with Montreal. If you knew Brendan Gallagher was going to be 100%, if you know Deneau is going to be back from a concussion, Carey Price is going to be the Carey Price that he was in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Shea Weber is going to be 100%, be able to shoot the puck again. There's just so many injuries on that Montreal team right now, and it's just and the key guys, and even Jonathan Drouin. Like, I know he gets a hard time in Montreal, but his assists were right up there, especially at the beginning of the year. He was putting up points, just not goals, and that's where all the hatred kind of came in. And I think Drouin is away from the team because of that, because of the social media aspect of what's going on with athletes. At some point, I don't know for sure. I just think, the media and fans have been really, really hard on that guy. And Montreal played for the first time in their 112-year history, played a game the other day against the Oilers. Was the first time they haven't had a Quebec-born player in their lineup. Imagine that, 112 years.
It is, I think Montreal's that unique, and it's same with Toronto. Market in Canada that it is a fishbowl, and you get off the ice and practice, and in Edmonton you have a few mics, down in Carolina you have one or two, and in Montreal and Toronto you have 24 microphones sitting in your locker room asking you questions. What did you have for breakfast today? It's relentless, and I can see when things aren't going well for you in Montreal, like it is for Durant, that you're burnt out.
It's also going to depend on how they call the playoffs too. Like, are they going to allow Sherratt and Weber?
What do you think? Are they going to call it?
They always seem to watch that stuff at the beginning of the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to call things really tight. They do it for the first round, and then things kind of
then rounds go two, a little bit three, south. And then all of a sudden, we get to the final, and it's like, as long as you don't have a handgun with you, you're okay.
Who are you picking?
Well, I always think in playoffs, if you get good goaltending. I mean, it starts there, right? You can have, like, what's the Oilers? If Mike Smith plays the way he's been playing, they're going to be extremely hard to beat. Well, I mean, the Montreal Canadiens, Carey Price shows up, Shea Weber's there. They got two of the best at their positions, and they don't need to beat Toronto 6-5. They need to beat them 1-0 and frustrate them, or 3-2 or 2-1.
Yeah.
I just, Toronto's good. You can dislike the Maple Leafs all you want, but from top to bottom, they're a good, solid hockey club, and they've shown that all year. I mean, they got the leading goal scorer in the league in Matthews, and he's a dangerous player. And if they get any semblance of some good goaltending, they get by Montreal and carry on.
Now you're talking about a weakness, though, I believe, when you're talking about goaltending in Toronto, because I think there's something to be said about Toronto's goaltending, and it may not catch up with them against Montreal, but I believe that it will catch up with them against in the next round or the next round after that.
Can you imagine round two, Oilers-Toronto? How fun that'd be?
How fun would Montreal-Edmonton be?
Well, you know, I tell you what.
You can't go wrong right now.
This is true. Yeah. The second round is going to be just as fun as the first.
Yeah, absolutely. So who are you picking?
Toronto in four.
The other thing I think Toronto's done a good job of, and you mentioned this before we went there, was Riley Nash hasn't even played a game for the Leafs yet. So he's going to be back, and he makes that lineup a little...
They're deep. They're just a deep team.
The addition of Nick Foligno was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
The veteran leadership they got in that group now to help with the young guys is impressive.
Does it have to be now for Toronto? Is it now or never?
Depends. When you look at that Leafs lineup, how much does Joe got left? How much does Spezza have left? How much does Simmons, Foligno too? If it's not now.
For those guys, it has to be now. But for their core of that team, they should have a good run here.
Like if they get to the Final Four, even if they get to the Final Four and lose out in the Final Four, there's going to be more positivity in Toronto than negativity.
But well, same for the Oilers.
If they don't get out of the North, if they lose to whoever in that next round, then it's a disaster.
Well, but they're favored, right? Toronto's favored to come out of the North.
That puts some pressure on them,
too. Puts some pressure on them, for sure.
So 7-3, they won the season series against the Canadiens.
Yeah.
The games weren't always the games weren't very lopsided either. They were always close games.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's one game where Toronto ran away with 4-1 or something like that.
But having Joe and Foligno and Spezza and these guys all being nipping around the playoffs for as long as they have, they're going to have that group, or I would hope they'd have that group like, listen, boys, no joke around here today. Yeah. Let's go win a hockey game. Right? Because those old boys, they know. Like, how close has Joe got? Like, this is his last kick at the can, probably.
Yeah. So the same thing we said about Marlowe, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Marlowe's going to do it. Joe seems to be doing a little better job than Marlowe did. The other thing that's interesting about Montreal is who will play in their forward lineup. Like, will Cole Caulfield play? Like, what has he got? Like, four goals in five games or something like that?
How do you not have him in the lineup? You know, how do you not have him?
He's looked good with Suzuki.
He's got to be in your top six, and he's got to get power play time.
And your team, well, I don't know if he's in the top six. Ooh. You know the line that has looked good for Montreal lately has been Lehkonen, Byron, and...
Spoken like a Montreal fan, eh?
Always finding the positives.
But no, that's how bad things are in Montreal.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in 2 weeks. The Habs will be done, and we'll be talking about baseball.
Okay, Boston, Washington. This is the closest matchup. They played each other 8 times during the regular season. They split it 4-4. Chara's on the opposite side this time. Who wins, Boston and Washington? And if there's a weakness for Washington, I think it might be a net.
Yeah, it's true.
I think there might be. If there is an advantage in goal, I think it's Boston's.
Taylor Hall has been a nice addition for Boston. And you kind of wonder, the Capitals, another one of those teams that's, what's their window of winning again? You know, it is a closing.
And how healthy are they?
And how healthy are they? How banged up are they? They spent a lot of energy on two games that really didn't mean too much. And the two I'm going to talk about, the two games against the Rangers. They spent so much energy in those two games. It was like playoffs.
But sometimes those games can galvanize a team.
They can, yeah. And sometimes it can go the other way, too. If Tommy Wilson was on your team, Sean, and I totally, if you go back to that incident, I think it was way overblown. I think probably there was rougher dealing between the Newman brothers.
We're going to get Price fired up this morning. I like it.
There was probably more rough rumbles between the Newman brothers on the pond on a given Saturday
night. None of us are as big as Mr. Wilson, but yeah.
I thought it was way overblown, but anyway. An incident like that bring a team together rather than separate them?
I don't know. For the Rangers, it sure brought them together. For Washington, you might be going, come on.
But
let's just leave them alone. Let's get in the playoffs. You can do that when it's somebody that matters. I don't know. We talked about this before we got on air. Like that division with Boston-Washington, like that's one of the best matchups in the first round, right? Like two veteran teams. You talk about Washington's window. How about Boston's window, Bergeron and Pastrnak and Marchand, right? Like those guys, it feels like they've been in the NHL forever.
It does.
And they're just as dynamite as they've ever been.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun one to watch. Like that one, I hope it goes 7.
Oh, it's got to go 7. I think it goes 6 or 7. It definitely gets to that close to the
and
limit.
And it comes down to goaltending, Boston wins?
Well, my favorite, I lean towards Boston, yeah. I like Boston's team in addition to Taylor Hall. And as long as he brings something to the table, he's, you know, a great hockey player.
And as much as Ovechkin is the engine, the heart of that team is TJ Oshie. And Oshie's hurt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really Ovechkin, banged up.
Carlson's banged up. They all skated, apparently. So they might come back, but are they coming back like we talked about Montreal? They come back. You can come back, but are you 100%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say Boston in seven.
Boston in seven?
Well, I was going to say Boston in seven. I hate to all agree on the same teams, but that I would take Boston.
Okay. I hate to say it, too, but I'll go with Boston as well. Okay, the New York Islanders at Pittsburgh Penguins. To start the year, the New York Islanders looked like world beaters. They looked like they were going to wrap up that division first thing first, and then they have limped into the playoffs. They've looked horrible here in the last half of the season. So Pittsburgh, on the other hand, it's like they just flipped the script right there. Pittsburgh has been just dynamite in the second half of the season. Jeff Carter, what do you get, 5 goals in 1 game?
Yeah, he was on fire.
Like, if that was Canada, somebody had won the Safeway $1 million score and win. So
just when you think Pittsburgh's done, they're just that team that just finds a way, and now you're, like, talking about them, like, kind of like, geez, maybe they make another cup run. Like,
doesn't it drive you nuts?
Kind of, but it's kind of awesome to watch because, I mean, they got some talented hockey players there that...
Well, you still got Gino, you still got Sid.
And Sid is ageless. Like, he just, when you watch him play, man, is there anyone... Like, I know Connor's, like, he's just dynamite at all times, but Crosby's just ever steady. And anytime you think he's slowing down, he grabs a new gear and finds a new way to just dominate the game. Yeah.
Barry Trotz got enough in him to change this series?
Oh.
Can he coach the Islanders?
So it's
going
to come
Penguins?
Down to Trotzy, huh? It's
gonna... Well, the other thing about the Islanders is, I know Barzal is there, but there's not a lot of star power. It's like everybody's got to pull in the right direction.
Yeah, and he's got them playing the system to a T, and that's what they did at the start. Kind of fell off, and it happens. It happens where you have a team playing the system to a T, and then a few breakdowns, a few injuries, a few guys playing in positions that they probably shouldn't be playing and getting ice time they probably shouldn't be getting. Then all of a sudden, those systems that were working earlier aren't working later. So I can't see the Islanders having it enough to beat Pittsburgh.
And Islanders get fans? Will they get any fans in that building?
I think they're limited.
They're limited.
I think they're all limited right now.
Yeah, everything I looked up was limited.
Yeah.
Limited fans.
I feel like the Islanders are a team in the playoffs that just, they always seem to rise to a new level. It sucks they get Pittsburgh in the first round, or maybe it's awesome they get Pittsburgh in the first round. Yeah. Like, I could see them shocking Pittsburgh a little bit. Everybody's already down on the Islanders, man. But you got Trotsky in there. Like, that guy, that group of people around that team, look what they've done.
Yeah.
Right? They lose Tavares, and they're still just as dynamite.
Yep.
But Pittsburgh with Gino and Sid, and now with Carter, they're guys that can just turn that switch on, right? It's playoff time. Different kind of hockey now, boys.
Penguins were all over them during the regular season, too, by the way. 6-2.
Yeah.
Like,
I say Pittsburgh in 6.
Islanders in 7.
I think the Penguins will win it, and I think it'll be like
we can't 6 all agree on everything.
Yeah, that's folks. Right. That's right. We make it a little bit.
Now I'm gonna be. I'm buying an Islanders jersey because I'm gonna be cheering for them hard.
Get the old Clark Gillies.
An old Oiler fan is gonna buy an Eberle jersey.
Yeah. That's right.
An Eberle. Go back. Go buy. Get a Bobby Nystrom one.
Get a Sutter one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Nashville at Carolina, and sounds like Bucky's picking Carolina to win the cup.
Yeah. Well.
Are you really taking Carolina? You think they're that good?
I think they're that good. Slavin is legit, and he runs their D. I love their forward core, and their goaltending, they don't really have a legit one. They have a 1A and a 1B. And a.
Tell us who their goaltender is.
Mazurek was the one that was...
He only played 12 games this year. Who are the other goaltenders?
Don't have a
See,
clue.
That's, I think there's a question mark in that.
Is Nashville... You know, Nashville was the team... What, but 2 years ago that was like cup favorite. So is their window just passed?
They've been playing playoff hockey for 3 weeks.
And Saros has been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get awesome goaltending.
But isn't that a good thing? Like playoff hockey mentality.
It'll get you hardened, right?
Yeah.
But about a month ago at the NHL trading deadline, who was a team that everybody was talking about that they were going to unload? Yeah. Was Nashville is going to unload. They're not going anywhere, so they should trade this guy, that guy, and this guy. And then all of a sudden they didn't do that. And sometimes you go into the room after the trading deadline and everybody was on on the block. Oh, I'm going to get traded. I'm going to get traded. Then you're not traded. And the management core probably comes in there and says, we're all in, guys.
It helps that they play in a weak division, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it that way. I got Nashville in six then.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
I think Nashville's on a roll, too.
He says Stanley Cup Finals. I'm saying that story right there tells me an awful lot about the Nashville Predators. And they're a team. It was like the L.A. Kings. What's another one? The San Jose Sharks. Everybody just thinks they're just going to get slipped by in the first round and they're going nowhere. Nah, money's on Nashville.
I'm going to take Carolina.
Carolina in six for me.
Yeah.
Everything's in six.
Yeah. I think Carolina's forwards will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Stanley Cup, Buck? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Tampa Bay, Florida.
I can't wait until they lose in the first round. I get to send that text, eh?
Yeah, I didn't get that one right.
Tampa Bay in Florida, and this is the new Battle of Alberta. These teams do not like each other. And, of course, Tampa Bay has injuries, and everybody looks at Tampa Bay, and I'm guilty of this too, and going, how in the world do they have the players that they have in a salary cap world?
Yeah, I know.
There's got to be something fishy there. Like, is Kucherov even really hurt, or were they just saving him for the playoffs? Like, there's just something not, like, how can you have a lineup that like that? It's like
management.
An all-star team.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Is Kucherov back? They're saying he's coming back. Is he actually coming back?
They're saying Stamkos will be back, too.
Oh, yeah, they're saying Stamkos is maybe back. Yeah. Well, which means Stamkos is still hurt.
We saw that in the playoffs last year. Stamkos came back, what, for two shifts?
Two shifts, scored a goal, and then never played again. Yeah.
And then went out there and grabbed the cup.
Put his skates on.
It's a fun series. I don't know if you watched some of the highlights between Florida and Tampa Bay when they last played. But Maroon gets into it with one of the Florida players. Yeah. They're taking him to the penalty box. And then all of a sudden, Maroon comes out of nowhere and sucker punches him. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that kind of hockey. And it's going to be spirited. I think Florida Panthers, we laugh about their attendance over the years. If this does not sell tickets for the Florida Panthers fan base.
A limited edition. Yes, limited.
Watch this kind of hockey. And who's kidding who? Americans love to go to the game, have a beer, have a hot dog, and watch a few scraps. Well, you're going to see
Canadians love that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
North America, worldwide, we all enjoy it.
So that's going to be fun to watch. And
I love the intensity.
Patrick Maroon is a poor man's Tom Wilson, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he is.
I say Florida Panthers in seven.
Oof. You don't want to pick Tampa Bay. Nobody wants to pick the Stanley Cup winner.
But I'm going to.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I worry about is, like, do they get Kucherov back? Is Kucherov, or is Kucherov, you know, a shell of himself? But that's the thing you don't know until he steps on the ice. But Tampa Bay is a good hockey team. Like, man alive. You just...
Point alone.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm saying Tampa in seven. I'm taking a lot of these series 2-7. I'm going to take Tampa in seven.
I think Tampa's going to win, too. I just can't see. I don't know. Just without Ekblad, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a big blow.
Yeah.
And here's to Flames fans. Panthers will win in seven, and Sam Bennett will have two overtime winning goals. And Flames fans will be going, oh, my, we traded away the wrong guy.
Poor Flames fans. I really feel for you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. St. Louis at Colorado. This is Colorado's the team you're picking to come out of the...
Yep.
Well, I guess there is no East-West, really. When you look at you look at how it is. But the other division.
Yeah.
Carolina on one side. Yep. And Colorado on the other. So obviously you're picking Colorado.
Pick Colorado.
Come back to win the, you know, what Vegas needed to, what, 1 point?
Yeah.
To claim the President's Trophy, and they could only dress 15 guys. So, but everybody thought Vegas. Now it's Colorado, home ice advantage through the playoffs. So what do you like about them, though?
They're just a deep team.
Not a goaltending, they're not.
Goaltending-wise, I think they make up for what they lack in net with some solid D. They have some of the best young D in the entire game.
I would say they have the best young D in the entire game.
And then you have Nate up front. You have some, and they can play any kind of style of hockey you want. If you want to run and gun, they'll run and gun. If you want to get physical, get down low and cycle hard, they'll do that against you. So they can beat you in so many different ways, and their window of winning is a large one. So I think this starts it right now.
Boy, watch the ratings go up in Canada if it's a Carolina-Colorado final.
I tell you what, though, in the playoffs, just in the playoffs, I think Nate MacKinnon might be the funnest player to watch. He literally does take it. You know what you're getting. You know, we hope Connor does the same thing.
Yeah.
But we've watched Nate MacKinnon do it now like 3 years in a row where he's just on a different level than any other player in the NHL.
Ask the Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Remember like, that series?
I was sitting in Calgary watching that, and everybody was depressed, and I was just like, this is amazing.
Calgary Flames fans were going, oh, did you we can't do that.
Well, and now you talk.
I don't have anybody can do
now
that.
You talk about like Colorado's defense, right? Like their defense is so mobile, so talented. Yeah. Just the ability to give them an offensive punch when they need it, move the puck. Like, I hope they do well because they're fun. They're that fun to watch. They're a fun style of hockey.
I don't think they got the goaltending to go past the next round. So I think they'll beat St. Louis. But I don't think they've got goaltending to beat Vegas. And I'm taking Vegas to come out of that division.
So you're picking Vegas to beat Mini then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking Vegas over Mini too. I don't know what.
I will too, but I just think.
So you're picking Vegas to beat Mini.
Vegas?
I'm going to do it too.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is with Minnesota, and talking, and in a lot of reports coming out of Vegas, that Vegas is not too happy. They didn't want to play against Minnesota. Nobody wants to play against Minnesota. Minnesota scares teams that they could be that team that pulls off that upset. They're that they can play that good over a number of games, and they can shut you down, and they can take everything away, just like we saw Minnesota teams do in the past.
Well, I don't know. I guess they can be scared of. I don't know why Vegas would be scared of any team right now. Because when you watch Vegas play hockey, Vegas has been, over the last, since they had their expansion draft, one of the most dominant hockey teams in the game.
And the playoffs.
If they're
too,
Minnesota, you're going, give us anyone but Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, in that division, you're kind of hooped. You got Vegas and Colorado. I don't think it's, like, sure, it's going to be a tough series if Vegas wins.
Look at the wins Vegas has put in the playoffs arrived on the scene.
Look at the way Fleury's played, too, this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun story, isn't it?
And if he does falter, you got Robin Leonard.
Yeah.
So they do have the best tandem in the league.
Yeah.
Next to Montreal.
Are you serious? Oh.
God. I like the Oilers, you know. Koskinen's a real great third string.
You know what? He's got a Buddy LaRocque
tattoo. I think they'll play Staylock before they play Koskinen that Vancouver game with four straight shots.
You do have a Buddy LaRocque tattooed on your butt, don't you? Buddy LaRocque? Remember Buddy LaRocque? It's before your time. You know, he was a goalie for the Canadians.
Sorry, folks. I guess I'm a little younger than this
even
guy.
Even before Jacques Plante wore a mask. So
I'm way too old for you guys.
Yeah. So are you serious about the Oilers? Like, are you seriously thinking this could be their year?
Well, listen, everybody knows they're not, like, as deep as some of the teams. But they got two of the best players in the entire game playing very well. They got a goaltender who I think at the start of the year you would have laughed. But he's one of the best goalies in the league right now.
Yeah.
If they get Mike Smith of what he's done this season, well, there's goaltending check. Their defense by committee has been pretty decent.
Yeah.
And you got Connor McDavid and Draisaitl playing out of this world. I don't know.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked are you about Darnell Nurse's season?
If you go back to like episode whatever it was, where I go, Darnell Nurse is not that good. Look at all of his goals. I get texts about it all the time. And now I'm like, you know, I got a fantasy hockey draft tonight, and it's a keeper draft. And I'm thinking, am I taking Darnell Nurse with my first pick? Like I might be. Like, that's where I'm at. He's been an absolute great surprise.
Okay, I understand what everybody sees in the Oilers.
Be clear. I'm a homebody. I want the Oilers to do well. I'm no different than Pricey and the Habs. But I am serious about it. I think if they were in a different division, they had to go through Vegas, Colorado.
Yeah,
it's a different story.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it this way.
But they're in the North.
Being a Montreal fan, I would rather play Toronto than Edmonton. I just think Connor's going to be out of this world. I think he's going to play out of this world in the playoffs.
Okay, so you guys are saying Edmonton, you think Edmonton's going to go deep. Now,
I think Edmonton's going to make the conference finals, and they're going to play.
You're playing against Edmonton. You know what you have to do to shut them down. So you have to shut down.
You got to do it. You got to be able to do it.
You have to be able to do it. The thing that I'm concerned about Edmonton is Smith has been good. Now, are you playing with house money right now?
Well, I know, but
because
you could say
that. You're sitting back. Smitty's been really awesome, but when is the bubble going to burst?
You could say that about Colorado, though. All of a sudden, their goaltending lets up on them. It doesn't matter if you score six, they Colorado's. Give up seven, right? Like, we remember the Pittsburgh Penguins when Fleury couldn't stop a beach ball. It didn't matter how good a team they were. If goaltending falters on any of these teams, none of them are going anywhere.
See, that's the concern I have for Edmonton is if you can shut down those two, of course, you have a shot beating them. You can get to Smith and rattle them, you got a shot of beating them.
Look at Philadelphia and what happened with Carter Hart this year.
Oh, it's like you feel for the kid. Like, and if any city you don't want to do bad in, we've talked to Scotty Hart a number of times. They love Scotty in Philly, but Scotty says there's been a few times when he played in Philly, they turned on him. And the media turns on him, the fans turn on him, and even through COVID, it is a tough place to play if it goes wrong for you in Philadelphia, and it went wrong for him. You gotta hope the kid's got a bright future. You hope that he can find his way, and if
we
not,
take him
Philly,
in Edmonton.
He goes someplace else. You know,
Stanley Cup champion is the Carolina Hurricanes for you, or have we talked you out of that?
Yeah, no, I think Carolina. Yeah.
For you, the Stanley Cup champion?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I think the Oilers. I was thinking
Montreal?
Well, as much as I hope that they'll beat Toronto, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. If I was to pick the four winners out of the four divisions, I see, I'm a little home biased, but I see Oilers facing Vegas in the conference finals, Vegas moving on. And if I flip the script on the other side, I probably see the Tampa Bay Lightning making the conference finals against.
I think the Oilers, if they meet Vegas, it has to.
No, who would it have to be?
If the Oilers, meet Vegas, it has to be in the final. They're on opposite divisions.
Oh, yeah. Wait a sec. Who would they face?
Because the North Division will play the either Carolina, Tampa Bay, Florida, or Nashville.
Then I got the Oilers in the finals this year. Ooh, baby. Against Vegas.
Against Vegas. And I.
So we're going to have
I don't even want to say it.
We're going to have a Vegas. I don't know. Boston? Vegas?
Yeah. No, you couldn't have Vegas, Boston semifinal.
Semifinal.
Yeah.
Right? Because the winner of Pittsburgh, Islanders, Boston, Washington will face the winner. We're saying either Vegas or Colorado.
Vegas,
that's going to be a fun little dance there, too.
Do you think Pittsburgh gets the Final Four? I think they will.
I do, actually.
I think they'll beat
the Islanders and then beat Boston.
Yeah. I like this more and more for the Oilers or the Canadian side more and more. I think they get through.
You got to go through the Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's fine.
Or Carolina.
The best thing all this is we're gonna guarantee to have a Canadian team in the Final Four. Because what's been the knock on the NHL up here for the last number of years is that many a times we get to the Final Four and Canadian teams potentially
are nowhere existing.
They're nowhere around, and the ratings here are, and all of a sudden everybody's at the lake. Nobody really cares about it anymore. It's June, it's July, now it's gonna be in the middle of summer, and people are gonna sit around the TV watching Carolina. Win the Stanley Cup, sorry. So hey, we go back to being boring again. So
yeah. Well, so two of us are picking. You still picking Vegas, even though the changes?
Yeah, actually, now that I realize what's getting. Yeah, Vegas over the Oilers then.
So I'm the strange one in the room, like always.
I think it might be Vegas over Tampa Bay. Yeah. Who did Tampa Bay play in the final last year?
Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Right. Look at where Dallas.
Where did Dallas go?
Well, they lost.
But look at how many games Dallas lost in overtime. Yeah. It was like 14 or 15 games.
Yeah.
Like
imagine
if they'd won even half of those, they'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah. That was the weakest division. Like, that had Chicago in it. That had Detroit in it. Dallas didn't have half their team. That was the weakest division. So two of us are picking Vegas. Bucky's picking
the Carolina Hurricanes.
Go Canes!
He thinks it's 2006 again. Newman thinks it's 2006 again, too.
Yeah.
Where's Ron Francis?
Hey, this is the first time I've been really excited. Last year when they were playing the Chicago Blackhawks, I said, don't count the Blackhawks out, right? Like, that's a dangerous group of people that have been there, know what to do to win, right? And Edmonton's still young. This year, I look at how it lines up, and I go, Oilers got a fighting chance. I'm not saying they're they should be in the final, but the way their road works out, I go, I think they can make it there.
How upset would you be if Toronto made it to the final?
I wouldn't be.
I would be.
I always feel for the fan bases that have been. Chicago Cubs, like being a fan of them and going 100 your entire lifetime without ever seeing them win. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I know Toronto will rub it in my face, but man, when the Flames win a hockey game, I hear about it all the time. Phone always is rumbling, so like whatever.
But if Toronto wins the cup, when will we ever hear the end of it on the so-called
national networks? We don't hear the end of Toronto winning a hockey game.
And it's we're watching the TSNs and Sportsnet, and they are so Toronto Maple Leaf bias. Yes. That how much is that going to fuel that?
Even if it's Carolina and Vegas in the final, they're still going to be talking about the Leafs and what went wrong. They'll still be talking about what the Leafs have to do next year. Where's Joe Thornton going? Is Joe Thornton going to retire? Wayne Simmons won't be back. Is there any other veteran leadership out there
What did Mitch Marner have for lunch today? You know, like all that stuff.
So you're going to hear about it anyway. So you might as well hear about the winning, I guess. You know, I'm with you, Sean. If they end up winning, I'd almost feel like a sense of relief for my old man, because he's such a diehard Leafs fan, and you know,
so many of
watching
them, right?
Game after game, never misses a game. And
man, back when the Leafs had Sundin and all those guys, the old boys, they were fun to watch. Their team right now is fun to watch. It's a fun team to watch.
Yep.
So
they are.
I'm not against a Canadian team. The only Canadian team said to say Flames fan, it's tough to cheer for you. But everybody else,
and the Canucks. I can't cheer for the Canucks.
Well, what went wrong there? They look good.
You know what?
They eliminate the Stanley Cup champion in the playoffs last year.
They look good, and then they lost a few during free agency. I think the Calgary Flames, honestly, when you went into this season, if you looked at all the Canadian teams, you know, Toronto was going to be up there as a team you're going to predict that would go deep. The other team would be the Calgary Flames. Because they got their goalie. Then the Flames said, all we need is a goalie. Well, they got the goalie, and they still sucked.
Do they clean house this year, or do they just start, you know?
Okay, this is the interesting thing. Daryl Sutter says, I'm coming on board, but I don't want to be part of a rebuild. I think you're part of a rebuild, you know?
So I just love hearing Bucky go. He does the same thing when he goes to McDonald's. Filet of fish, McChicken,
salad.
Does anybody like the filet of fish?
There are senior citizens who love the filet of fish.
Oh, well.
You're a senior citizen. This is intimidating, but I just turned 55. I didn't realize I qualify for a senior discount now.
At where?
Pretty well everywhere.
Really? 55 will get you?
Yeah, it's Lloyd X, by the way, every Tuesday. The Lloyd X senior discount. 50. I'm looking around. Nice little plug.
Nice little plug. Support the Lloyd X.
That reminds me. They're going to go ahead with their tarp.
Yeah, CPCA Files tarp sale, June the 8th. On a Tuesday, outside at the grandstand, looking forward to it. I guess you're going to say we're pushing the wagon wheel ahead. You know, we've been sitting here with COVID. Everybody's still asking, when's the season? It's scheduled to start June the 24th at North Battleford. 4-day show there, and then 5-day show in Onion Lake, and then the North American Chuckwagon Championship in Lloyd. And a busy July and August. Let's hope with the finals here in August. So you hope that through all this we'll navigate and we'll have Chuckwagon racing and we'll have everything else that makes summer around this area so much fun.
Knock on some wood.
Yeah. I'm with you. Thank goodness for Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning. And in 2 weeks when our teams are all out, maybe we'll talk about baseball. Well, join us on Tuesday when Leanne Wildeman will be joining us from the Interval Home. And I believe we have someone from the Lloydminster Lions coming that day as well to talk to us about the Medieval Feast. So it's short week, just a couple of shows, with next Saturday being the long weekend. And I don't know if we're going to get this kind of weather on the long weekend. So get out and enjoy it while it's there today. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.